time for another DF4Q or Discover Film 4 questions. Lightning fast, the Discover Film 4 questions are favorite film, an underrated film, an overrated film, and a hidden gem that people should seek out. Today we hear Dylan Sanford's answers to the DF4Q. Dylan made a great short film called An Entanglement. We've got it at discoverfilm.net for you to watch right now. But enough setup. Let's hear Dylan's answers to the DF4Q.
Top three, right?
Yeah, someone did five.
Okay, all right. Well, and I, you know, of course, being asked to like pick your favorite films or whatever is, it's just impossible.
Very tough.
You can't narrow it down. So I just tried to think of the first three that popped into my head as favorites of mine. So one of them is Petulia. Petulia is probably... could probably also fall under the category of a film that not a lot of people have seen.
Yeah, the end, yeah. But, that's my head gesture, yeah. Gesture.
Yeah. And, but it's a movie that everybody should know. It's Richard Lester directed it. Richard Lester did Hard Day's Night and Superman movies and, you know, has a very impressive film history. And arguably is... partially responsible for visual film language for modern movies as we know it. You know, Hard Day's Night and Help. I mean, those really have kind of changed the way that...
they changed the world.
Yeah, cinema language works. Petulia, so it's 1967. 68, I think it came out in. But it takes place during the Summer of Love in San Francisco. Stars Julie Christie... and George C. Scott and Richard Chamberlain. Amazing cast, extraordinary movie, kind of about the, I don't know, it just has this kind of wisdom to it about the budding up of this, the youth generation and the kind of hopefulness and the vitality of the youth budding up against the old guard and what both of them have wrong about it, if that makes sense.
Sure.
And it's just a stunning, stunning movie. Always one of my favorites. Every time I see it, I kind of see something new. I was having a tough time coming up. One of the other ones that popped up is The Party.
Peter Sellers.
Peter Sellers, yeah. Blake Edwards.
Sure.
That also, ironically, 1968. I just love that movie, you know.
That's interesting because it's thoroughly silly.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And
completely silly.
And you actually don't strike me as a silly guy,
oh, really?
But I like that you appreciate the silly.
It's just extraordinary.
Yeah.
Anybody who watches that movie, watch that film, and take note of how effortless they capture physical comedy playing out in single shots. Just. With such dexterity, and I mean, they don't make comedies like that anymore.
No, no.
They
just—it's a
don't.
Masterpiece. They made masterpieces.
Yeah.
Did you love his appearance at the Oscars when they gave him the Lifetime Achievement Award, and
he
came out in the wheelchair and then it shot into a wall?
Yeah.
My God, he even did a comedy piece with that.
Yeah, no, but just stunning, and that, you know, there's probably a lot of that film that doesn't necessarily hold up to the.
The aesthetic of the day,
the
political correctness.
Yeah. There's a lot of it that could be read with slightly more critical eyes now when it comes to race.
My best friend I grew up with is Indian,
yeah.
And he loves the movie
yeah.
a little more than I do.
Okay,
and, like we're the type of people that we went. You know, when it shows it at the Egyptian, we would go.
Oh, I just love that film. That's an amazing movie. And then 2001. Pops up in my head. There's so many more on the list, but 2001 is another one of those that Kubrick I love and in general his films, but especially that film. Every time I see it, I notice something different. I notice something that I hadn't noticed on the viewing before, and in my mind, that's great filmmaking. If you can load it with so much and yet not make it feel overburdened, that's an extraordinary achievement.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Yeah. So those are like my three favorites. Underrated? Is that the next one?
Yeah, the next one is a film you think is underrated.
Underrated. Underrated potentially only because I don't think a lot of people saw it. Billy Lynn's Long Halftime Walk.
There's my shrug again.
Ang Lee made it a couple years ago. It follows a veteran coming home from Iraq. I think it got buried. They shot it in 3D, stereo, 4K, 120 frames per second. It got buried in that as a gimmick. And I think anybody who then was going to see it was expecting to see a spectacle, some kind of effects spectacle. And it's the absolute opposite of that. It's a very Ang Lee personal story, following this character drama. It's very kind of insular. So shooting it in that.
Yeah. Interesting choice I mean, I love those high frame rate.
Yeah.
Films.
His purpose, I guess, in it was that there was an immersiveness to it that he wanted to exploit. But it's definitely, I think that worked against it because I think they,
or maybe he just believes that's the future. Maybe he believes that all films should be shot at high frame
possibly.
Rate.
Possibly, but
because it should be.
But there is something that's really interesting when you see it, and I hope that you see it. There is something that's really interesting and odd about how it's handled, and it there is an immersiveness to it. It is almost, the only thing I could liken it to is if Ang Lee had directed a video game, so that the characters are also kind of talking to you, if that makes sense. Some of how they shoot it makes it feel as though you are
almost first person.
You are a character. Yeah.
Yeah.
And the emotional effect of it is very odd in the setting of that story, but it works in an amazing way. I mean, it's an extraordinary comment on combat and, veterans and how we treat our veterans and what the stakes and what the toll of that is on generations of kids, basically. And it does that without feeling even once preachy. It never feels like you're getting a scolding. I think it's just amazing.
Sounds great. Yeah. So you've already gotten two in the first two questions that could have been number four.
I know. How about that?
Yeah. I'm looking forward to your number four.
Yeah. We're just going to get further off.
Number three is where you get to do, I sometimes joke about it being the player hating question, but what film does everybody like that you think is overrated?
Yeah. And of course that's the one that could of course incite the biggest, the greatest vitriol, I'm sure, because you know, it's the one that everybody accepts as great. And that was tough. I was trying to think about that. I vacillated a little bit. I said, Force Awakens was one of them.
Sure.
Which certainly felt rehashed.
The only argument against Force Awakens being overrated is a lot of people said it was flawed.
Right. Exactly. And repetitive. So that was why I kind of removed that. I thought, well, now I should come up with one that's like really generally regarded as a great film. Logan, I didn't love, and I know a lot of people really loved that film. I thought there was a lot in it that was great, but I thought that if you extracted his performance from it and put anybody else in it, that movie would just completely fall apart like a house of cards. And I think that then right there shows that it's probably a little overrated, like that it's so contingent upon his performance.
Right. He's just
Patrick Stewart's
it.
Performance, yeah. You know, that's so critical to the success of that movie. And if you put those lines in a lesser actor's mouth, they just turn into gobbledygook, I think.
Well, maybe he soaked up the whole budget and they had no money left over for anything but his performance.
Yeah. But so that's I'll say Logan is my that's my
Logan with the Force Awakens in parentheses.
Yeah, as a parenthetical, because you know I know that a lot of people do have some criticism of that.
I'll tell you mine after we after we hit the space bar.
Yeah.
All right. Well, what's your fourth? Your that lesser known film that people should seek out.
Yeah.
Although you've already given me two.
Yeah. Well, that's good. I had two on this list too, actually. So one of them is The Jacket, which Adrian Brody, Keira Knightley, Chris Christopherson. Amazing, amazing psychological thriller. It almost defies classification. Really, really, really solid film nobody saw. And I don't know why nobody saw it, because it's got headliners.
I don't know what happened to Brody. Brody.
Yeah.
The audience was turned on him, and he still does great stuff.
And that was after his Oscar win.
Like, yeah.
So it should have been box office success, but I don't know. It couldn't find its mark. So that was one. And then another one that came to mind as one that not a lot of people have seen is The Chum Scrubber.
I love that film.
Yeah. And
that's so great.
And I was just stunned by that movie. I thought, wow, what an impressive, and that was his first film too. That was that guy's first film. And I thought, wow, what an impressive first film to drop. And
to nail high school so well.
Yeah, yeah. And Jamie Bell is so great in it, and I mean everybody is so good in it. And there's humor, but it's also got the weight of it. And I was really impressed by that film, and I don't know why anybody, like, there's so many people that didn't see that movie.
Yeah, that should be a household name kind of film. That should be, you should be able to say to anybody, Chum Scrubber, and have everyone go, that's a great movie.
Oh, yeah, I love that movie. You know? Yeah. And so few people have seen it.
I think I'm only saw it because it popped up on HBO once. I don't even think I sought it out.
Yeah.
I definitely missed it when it was theatrical.
Yeah. Great picture. Love that movie.
Oh, it's so good.
But yeah, so those are my undiscovered, although like you say, some of my other ones fit in.
Yeah. Well, I didn't know one of your best of all time.
Yeah, Petulia,
and yet I knew you're a rare one. But
Petulia, you gotta check out. That's an amazing picture.
Excellent. All right. Well, thanks for taking part.
Yeah, thank you.
Thanks for coming in and
thank you.
And talking film for
happy to participate
for a while.
Anytime. I love film.
It finally happened again. One of the filmmakers in their DF4Q named one of my favorite films of all time as one of theirs. Funny part is, this was about 2001, and after the podcast, Dylan and I were talking on our way to the door, and I told him how one of mine is 2001, and that I debate between Strangelove and 2001 making the list. And he told me he has the same debate. Do you go with Strangelove or 2001 for your Kubrick? I think we all have to deal with that choice. And I'm starting to think it really has to be Strangelove instead of 2001. But I think that debate can wait. All right, go to discoverfilm.net to see Dylan's fantastic movie in Entanglement. Also go to discoverfilm.net to see other films and learn about film festivals and whatnot. Thanks for listening.